106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Actually, you know what? Playing something like this is in bad taste, and I apologize.
Thank you.
Peanut the squirrel's dead, guys.
Oh.
And it's a national tragedy. We'll never forget. And if you don't know what we're talking about, this is where we are in America. A squirrel on TikTok was famous and his name was Peanut.
Yeah.
And he was assassinated by our government.
You're saying it like it's a joke.
It's not a joke.
But it's not a joke.
Nope, not a joke. A couple adopted a squirrel when it was a baby, and the squirrel was theirs. It was their pet. And they made the squirrel famous on TikTok, wore funny hats, and did funny things.
And it loved them so much.
Gave little nibbles and kisses. Okay. This couple was told many times, you cannot have a pet squirrel. And the couple said, don't care what you say. And then eventually the state of New York raided their home, took the squirrel. And I believe that in situations where an animal cannot be turned over to the wild because it has been too domesticated, it would be cruel to do that to the animal because it would die slowly or be eaten. They euthanized the animal, which is what happened. They euthanized the squirrel. The couple is, needless to say, furious.
Devastated.
It not only tears my family apart, but Peanut was the cornerstone of our nonprofit animal rescue. And 10 to 12 DEC officers raided my house as if I was a drug dealer. I was sat outside my house for 5 hours. I had to get a police escort to my bathroom. I wasn't even allowed to feed my rescue horses breakfast or lunch. I was sat there like a criminal.
I'm not happy about any of this.
I know you wouldn't be.
And I agree that it does sound like they were treating him, like he and his wife, like they were criminals.
They are criminals.
Okay.
Before you go on, I just need to say I am sad that they had to euthanize the squirrel.
They didn't have to do anything. It lived in the house with its mommy and daddy. It's human mommy and daddy. It wasn't out in the wild. It was literally doing nothing to anybody. And think of the time and money and manpower that went in to going to get a squirrel. And also, by the way, his brother Fred, a raccoon that they also murdered.
Oh. Euthanized.
Well,
wow.
Right.
How
about this?
Okay.
How about?
All right.
Okay. Were they told a lot of times you can't have a squirrel? Maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, many times.
At that point, the squirrel already lives there.
Uh-huh.
That's already the squirrel's house.
Right.
It has to be just grandfathered in.
No.
And they can say, hey, no, don't do it again. And they point at you and they say, don't you do it again. You go, okay, both hands up. Okay. I promise, no more pet squirrels. But obviously, this squirrel has to stay here. It lives here.
If you have any thoughts on this, you can text them in to 916-909-1065. Text messages coming in. I'm with you, Gavin. Just follow the rules and laws. If you don't like it, then go through the legal channels of trying to change them. If they really cared about this squirrel, they could have found another legal place for the squirrel to live.
Which is where?
I don't know. A squirrel sanctuary?
Right, you don't know. You're making something up.
No, because I don't... You're saying that
this place exists, but you don't even know if
you don't
true.
Think anywhere in the country there's a place where Peanut the squirrel could have lived.
He didn't need to
legally.
He already had a house.
I think the real thing at the end of the day was, if he lived somewhere legally and safely, how would they make fun TikToks?
He was their baby for 7 years. Here's what this comes down to, and I need everybody to understand this. If I ever have the pleasure of getting a pet squirrel.
Yes, yes.
Do understand that I am keeping that squirrel. Now, I'd be smarter about it. I wouldn't tell everybody. I might tell you guys. But, like, I'm keeping that pet squirrel. I'm going to have it. It's going to be mine.
You would tell everybody. You would absolutely make fun TikToks with the squirrel. And on top of that, it would end just as tragically.
When they showed up at my house, I'd say, what squirrel?
Right. And then the squirrel would either peekaboo out of your hair or would go leaping from the stairwell to like a chandelier. And you'd be like, they'd be like, they turn around to look at the squirrel and you'd have to kiss them.